I'm here to tell you a little bit about a study that I did with my co-authors up there. And this is about service disparities among people with homelessness, grappling with homelessness, who are severely mentally ill in the 1990s. And the question here is, can it get any worse than being homeless, having schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, severe major depression? Is it possible that this population is also grappling with service disparities? Here's the outline of my talk. Three main lines of evidence motivated us. As we know, homelessness remains an issue among this population, despite decades of research and policy efforts. Secondly, the population of homeless and severely mentally ill adults is one where minorities are overrepresented. And thirdly, there is a potential for a sharp increase in the number of Latino severely mentally ill adults in the next few years, due to the demographic explosion of Latinos in this country. As we know, the population of people with severe mental illness, the same way as other populations, has been found to suffer service disparities. But we don't have a whole lot of evidence about service disparities in the population that we are talking about today, people, again, who are severely mentally ill and homeless. So our study aim was to investigate if race and ethnicity have an impact on the utilization of services that are extremely critical to this population. And we then used a study that had been done in the 90s, the Access to Community Care and Effective Services and Support, the Access Study, to look at this problem. The Access Study was a quasi-experimental demonstration, again conducted in the 1990s, and the main points about the slide are, one, we only used information collected at baseline by the study and focused on Black, Latino, and non-Latino white subjects, totaling close to 7,000 subjects. And secondly, we also wanted to point out that roughly 25 state mental health authorities bidded for the research funds associated with the study, and 9 states then implemented the quasi-experiment, which meant essentially that 2 communities in each state offered intensive case management services to this population. Out of the 9 states, only 3 implemented the quasi-experiment in different parts of the same city, Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, Seattle in Washington State, and Chicago in Illinois. In the other 6 states, the communities were different urban sites. Before telling you more about the methods, the methodology we used to assess disparities, I wanted to take a brief moment to talk about the fact that the disparities research field has not used a common conceptual and methodological approach to the assessment of disparities. In 2002, the Institute of Medicine stepped into the fray and proposed a conceptual framework for the assessment of disparities. And in this framework, the only variables that are adjusted for are measures of need and, if they may be validly assessed, measures of treatment preference. Hence, socioeconomic status, access, and geography are not adjusted for, and so the implication then is that they are conceived of as mediators of the disparity. And a second implication then is, for example, for geography, that the racial and ethnic differences in geographic distribution across a country may be acted upon, may be corrected as a methodology for the narrowing of disparities, an assumption that I'm going to come back to in just a second. I'm going to skip this one. So we used a self-reported utilization of outpatient psychiatric case management and housing services by these subjects as our outcome variables. And what this means is they were asked to provide a number, a count of visits to these to providers of these services in the 60-day period preceding study enrollment. Our main explanatory variable was self-reported race and ethnicity, and our adjusters in the explanatory model were demographic and need variables. Contrary to the conceptual framework proposed by the IOM, we also adjusted for geography. And the reasons for that, for this are, one, that by adjusting for this geographic indicator, by state, we are then saying that the differences at the state level that may account for the disparity are actionable, are susceptible to be corrected. And we're not, we are sort of distancing ourselves from this other conceptual look at geography that sort of views it as a difference between racial and ethnic groups that may be corrected in terms of the unequal distribution of folks across the country. We also included geography, in this case a state indicator, because state was a key part of the design of the access study. We divided our sample into two cohorts, whites and blacks, and whites and Latinos, and we used a stratified propensity score approach to deal with observed confounders. Our main adjusted finding, then, is a mean difference in service utilization between whites and blacks and between whites and Latinos. And hence, if you see a negative sign in that mean difference, then what that means is that whites use more services than the minority group. If you don't see that negative sign, that means that the minorities use more that whites use more services than the minority group. Main results. I want to show you this first table where you can see the demographic and need variables that were included in the adjustment model for all the sample and for the three racial and ethnic groups. You can see there that blacks represent close to 50% of the sample, Latinos represent close to 6% of the sample. And from the p-value column, you can see that there, the groups differ in all of these variables that were included in the adjustment model. We included the five bottom variables as indicators of need. These are three health need variables and two social need variables. The continuation of table one here shows you several things. The socioeconomic status indicators, where the racial and ethnic groups differed only in terms of education. And in terms of states, I just want to point out that Latinos were extremely concentrated on just three states, Connecticut, Washington State, and Texas. The table for an adjusted utilization shows the yellowish columns are the white versus black cohort, and the light blue columns the white versus Latino cohort. And all I want to point out here is that based on these unadjusted findings, it would appear that whites use fewer case management services than the minority group. I also want to point out that if you can perhaps focus on one of the cells, the 4.2 figure under whites for psychiatric outpatient services, that would be interpreted then as roughly four visits with psychiatric outpatient providers in the 60-day period preceding enrollment. Third table it shows you the adjusted utilization figures for the two cohorts, whites and blacks, whites and Latinos. And this is a method where we had not yet adjusted for state. I'll show you the main analysis in a minute, when we do not adjust for state, the pattern of reverse disparity that we saw in the previous table with the unadjusted findings persists. The minus 0.55 under white minus blacks for case management means that the black subjects would have used roughly half of a visit more than whites, given a reference of anywhere between 2.5 and 4 visits for those groups. When we adjusted for state, which is our main analytic approach, we find a very different situation. No longer is there a reverse disparity, but as you can see, Latinos use fewer services than whites in all three domains, psychiatric outpatient services, case management services, and housing services. So, for example, the 2.8 figure under white minus Latinos for psychiatric outpatient services means that Latinos use roughly, reported roughly three fewer visits than whites, given a reference for the three groups of four visits in the 60-day period. Fairly substantial difference. In conclusion, we found fairly low levels of utilization of all services for the three racial and ethnic groups. Caveat is that not utilizing services was part of the was a study not using services was a study inclusion criterion for access. And our main analysis showed that Latinos used fewer psychiatric outpatient case management and housing services than whites. And in keeping with the very little evidence available, we did not find the same disparity for the white versus black comparison. What might underlie our finding for whites and Latinos? We did adjust for state. We did not adjust for the site where the where the subjects were enrolled. Hence, the differences in the local service system features that the site is a proxy for may be part of the reason for these disparities. It is possible that Latinos may be less receptive to outreach and treatment efforts. We're talking about a homeless and severely mental ill population. It is possible that there were access differences in these groups, which we did not control for. It is also possible that the socioeconomic difference, mainly the educational level difference between the groups, accounted for the difference. However, we did include education in secondary analyses of the data, and that did not modify our findings. It is also possible that factors that pertain to the clinician-patient encounter that have been discussed as potential mediators of the disparity may account for these findings. Our main limitation is that we used self-reported data. However, there is at least one or two studies that have demonstrated that this population, this very severely debilitated population, actually provides valid self-reported information. And unfortunately, given that we did have a Latino population that were roughly one-fifth of the subjects spoke Spanish, we were not able to elucidate the role of language in the disparity because of power issues. That's it. Thank you.